Well, today on the Trending 55 hot seat, we got a guest with us now who's been here before, but he's been a little while, and he's wearing a bit of a different hat nowadays. The Minister of Labor and Immigration for the province of Alberta, Tyler Shandrew, joins us on the hot seat today. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great to be back.
Well, one of the big things we want to talk about today is the your department made a big announcement earlier this week around workforce partnerships and a big investment of, I believe it was around $1.53 million into that. Why don't you kind of tell us a little about what's kind of sort of happening on that front?
Oh, yeah, thanks. This is 16 projects that we're funding to partner with employers to find the skilled workers that they need so we can help get Albertans back to work. So, yeah, as you said, $1.5 million investing in these 16 projects. There's a variety of folks that we're partnering with to do labor market intelligence studies or pathways to getting inexperienced drivers into commercial truck driving. Lots of different things to be able to diversify the workforce as well. So really excited to be able to fund these projects and work with these employers.
And when we talk about some of these projects here and some of the job opportunities, and I understand there's quite a number of different sort of sectors involved when it comes to these different partnerships that are out there, I do believe.
Yeah, there's biotechnology, commercial trucking, as I mentioned, environmental inspection, there's pipeline jobs, hydrogen, there's virtual reality. It's a lot of diversity there. We made the announcement with Energy Safety Canada, so there's obviously the energy industry. So lots of different industries and partners, employers that we're working with. So it was a really exciting announcement for us to make.
Now, when it comes to this workforce partnerships program, how will this help people across this province when it comes to sort of developing new skills for all these different new jobs coming up out there?
Well, that's a great question, and we know from the Alberta Chamber that they've done a study and a survey, and they think about half of our businesses have vacancies that aren't being filled, yet we still see a lot of unemployment with young men, with women, Indigenous folks, newcomers, and so especially for those who have been long-term unemployed for more than 27 weeks. Those folks have a lot of barriers, social barriers, in getting back attached to a job and back into the labor market. So it's about helping those folks overcome those barriers and get them with the skills that they need. And these types of ways in partnering with employers, because sometimes it's the employers who know the types of skills that they need, whether if it's logistics, they need help adopting digitization type of skills. And working with those different groups to provide those skills to Albertans, helping them overcome the barriers so they can get jobs.
And when it comes to all this sort of working together with these different partnerships, what is kind of the province really sort of hoping to kind of get out of all of this collaboration here?
Well, overcome the dual problem that we got, which is a lot of folks unemployed still in the province with, working with employers to fill these vacancies. We have a lot of vacancies right now in the province, so trying to help our employers with this labor shortage, but also at the same time, all these folks that we need to get back into the workforce. So that's exactly what we're looking to overcome here.
Finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we also like to throw in a little personal question or two in there. And I know in previous conversations we've had with you, you're pretty big into skiing in the wintertime. I'm curious, have you managed to get out to the ski hills and the slopes and whatnot around there recently?
I actually did over the Christmas break. As I mentioned in the last ski season, I didn't get, I think we might have gone one day. And so I missed almost the entire ski season last year, but our family has had an opportunity around between Christmas and New Year's to head out. That was fantastic. The kids really missed skiing, and they're really doing fantastic getting back out on the hill, and it's just a great family activity for us.
We'll definitely have to get you up here to some of the ski hills we got up here. Anyhow, the Minister of Labor and Immigration for the province of Alberta, Tyler Shandrew, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you much, Kyle. Thanks for having me back in the hot seat.